Greeting in the beautiful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, worship team. They are doing a beautiful work. Can we give them a round of applause? This is the day that the Lord has made. And we are going to enjoy, and we are enjoying in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So because I have moved from that side to here, your look is very different. Hallelujah. The word of God is powerful. The word of God is great. It's more sharper than any double-edged sword. It has power to pull through the skin, the bone, to the bone marrow. And its purpose and its aim is to introduce to us Christ. Hallelujah. The scripture, the purpose of the scripture is to introduce to us Christ. The Bible says in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. I always say the purpose of the Bible is not to strengthen our marriages, is not to teach us about finances. Its main purpose is to teach us Christ, is to teach us to be like Christ. Because all the scriptures, the Bible says in the book of 2 Timothy, that all the scriptures, they are together talking and explaining Christ. From Moses until until Revelations. When it says from Moses, it says from Genesis until the book of Revelation. So each and every time we preach, or each and every time we teach about, we teach the word, or we teach the scriptures, we must reveal Christ. The aim should be to reveal Christ. It doesn't matter we preach from Old Testament or from the New Testament. Because the Old Testament is the New Testament reveals the Old Testament. The Old Testament is the shadow. The Old Testament, they were prophesying. But in the New Testament, they are talking about the dispensation of what was prophesied. Are we still together? So all the scriptures, they are revealing Christ. If you see a scripture in the Bible talking about Isaac, it's revealing Christ. If you see the scripture talking about Abraham sacrificing Isaac, it's talking about Christ sacrificed on the cross. Hallelujah. So we are dealing with the book of Daniel. They said, my name is Tepo Leora, and I love the Lord with all my heart. I wish I can say I'm here with my wife and children. But I can still say so because the Bible says speaking things which are not as though they are. So one day is one day. We are in the book of Daniel chapter 11. I was very, very confused asking myself, what am I going to say about the book of Daniel? Already we had three seasons that already passed. They were speaking about Daniel. Then I was very confused. But the Lord led me to this chapter, Daniel chapter 10. It's talking about the vision that Daniel had before. It is a proceed of a vision, because the vision is in chapter 11. But in chapter 11, they're telling us what happened before the vision. Are we still together? The vision comes in chapter 11 and chapter 12. When I read chapter 11 and chapter 12, I said, why didn't I prepare for this 11 and 12? Because there were beautiful, beautiful things to learn from there. So we are in chapter 10. The experience leading up to the Daniel vision in chapter 11. Verse 1, it says, in the third in the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a revelation was given to Daniel, who was called Bathsheba. Its message was true, and it concerned a great war. The understanding of the message came to him in a vision. Go to verse number two. At the time, I, Daniel, mourned for 3 weeks. I ate no choice food, no meat or wine touched my lips, and I used no lotion at all until the 3 weeks were over. So here Daniel was mourning. He had a time of a self-denial. He was not fasting. There's a difference between self-denial and fasting. Fasting, you will go and you say, I'm not going to touch food for 2 weeks or for a day. But here, Daniel was mourning. Daniel had a time of self-denial. Daniel had a time of seeking the Lord. It is always good to have time for seeking the Lord. Amen, People's Church. Your personal time of seeking the Lord. I'm not talking about People's Church time of seeking the Lord. I'm not talking about the corporate time of seeking the Lord, which is on the calendar, your People's Church. But I'm talking about yourself time of seeking the Lord. Your own individual time where you put it aside and saying, now, as temple, I'm going to seek the Lord. And we are not seeking the Lord when things are bad only. We seek the Lord because the Lord is our direction. There's nothing that we can achieve without seeking the Lord. There's nothing that we can achieve without the direction of the Lord. If we want the direction of the Lord, or if we want to hear clear from the Lord, we must set time aside to seek the face of the Lord individually. God can speak to the church. Again, God can speak to you within the vision of the church. You're going to find that only when you have time with the Lord individually, by yourself. Hallelujah. Because God has a word for us, and God has a beautiful word for you. Most time you want to blame, let's say, the church. The church is not doing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The church is not reaching 1, 2, 3. The worship team is not singing my song. What is your part? What is your song? When you've got your song, you've got your own song to the Lord. The Bible doesn't say, come corporately, sing unto the Lord only. No. Even you say, sing unto the Lord a new song. It's talking to you as an individual. So it is okay, it is beautiful, People's Church, to seek the Lord by yourself. Say, Father, here I am to worship you. Not here we are, but here I am to worship you. From Monday to Saturday, it's your time to seek the Lord. It's your time to spark your fire of the Lord. And when we come on Sunday here, we gather your fire and have fire, then it becomes a bigger fire. We must have time to seek the Lord. When last did you have your time of seeking the Lord? Besides People's Church as a corporate church seeking the Lord. Let's go to verse 4. On the 24th day of the first month, as I was standing on the bank of the great river, the Tigris, I looked up and the And there before me was a man dressed in a linen with a belt of fine gold from Ufas. Around his waist, his body was like topaz. His face like lightning. His eyes like flaming torches. His arms and legs like the gleam of burnished bronze. And his voice like a sound of multitude. Daniel, out of the blue, he sees this big creature. Remember, he was mourning. He set time with the Lord. That's when you start seeing in the spirit. That's when you are in the supernatural. That's when you supersede the flesh. That's when you start seeing eye to eye with the Creator. This person, or this big giant that Daniel saw, the Bible says, his skin is like a bronze. His eyes like flaming torches. This is an obvious case that this thing was a supernatural, radical man that Daniel sees. Daniel has an experiment with, or Daniel before, he had an experience with God before. And then today, ubona something else, yet different. I believe Daniel said, now what's happening, God? Are you coming with a different side? Ah, okay, game on. Verse 7. I, Daniel, was the only one who saw the vision. Yeah. I, Daniel, was the only one who saw the vision. Those who were with me did not see it, but such terror overwhelmed them that they fled and hid themselves. When you start separating yourself, you will see things that people do not see. And when people start seeing what you see, they run away. They hide. Because what you see, it is strange. Yay, God. There are things that you see, more people's church, that can happen. But when you share them with people, they say, what? What? How are we going to achieve that? How are we going to go there? It's because you see in the spirit. We sing a song and say, open the eyes. Open the eyes of my heart so that I can see you. Jesus, when he prayed the last prayer, Ore, I pray that their eyes will be open. It's very important that our spiritual eyes are open. It's very important because it is going to give us confidence in explaining what we are seeing to people who do not see those things. Hallelujah. Are we still together, Pastor Lord? Hallelujah. So when they saw it, because they were not separated or they were not set aside, they started being fearful. They hid. They ran away. Because God is not showing this to them. To them, this is very scary. But he's showing it to Daniel. Because he wants to reveal himself to this Daniel. Who came and seek the face of the Lord. Verse 8. So I was left alone. This is Daniel. I was left alone. Gazing at this great vision, I had no strength left. My face turned deathly pale. And I was helpless. When I heard him speaking and I listened to him, I fell into a deep sleep, my face to the ground. There was no strength remained in Daniel because of what he saw. His friends ran away. There is no strength in him. He collapses on the ground with a face on the ground. Those are very strange spiritual experiences that you can have. There are certain things that will happen from the biblical spiritual experiences. From the biblical spiritual experiences. So if I can start right here and do something that's never been done here, maybe I hear the Lord say, do that. Some people will not understand that, but I will understand that because I am in the Spirit. There are some experiences that we can do that are in the Bible, like laying the hand, laying people's hands. Am I saying the right word? Laying of hands to the people, yes. Laying of hands to the people. It is biblical. It's something that is biblical, that is practiced. But there are some other things, they are not biblical. Those we do not follow. Those we do not pursue. Those we reject. Our spiritual exercise and experiments, they are rooted in the biblical principles. The Bible is our standard. We don't just come and start doing funny things. We are guided by the Scripture. We are guided by the Scripture. The Scripture is our power. The Scripture is our standard. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Verse 10. A hand touched me and set me trembling on my hands and knee. He said, Daniel, you are highly esteemed. Another vision. I like another vision. I really loved. Do we have that one? You are highly loved. Yeah, another version, it says, Daniel, you are highly loved. Consider carefully the words I'm about to speak to you. And stand up, for I have now been sent to you. And when he said this to me, I stood trembling. Said Daniel to Daniel, you are highly esteemed. You are highly loved. Let me tell you this. The devil can whisper in you through problems or through experiences or through situations that God doesn't love you. But I'm here to tell you that God loves you. It doesn't matter what you did. The love of the Lord for you is unconditional. Always when God is coming to us to speak to us, the one thing that he confirmed is that I love you. The cross was the love experience. The cross to us gives us love. The motive of the cross, the whole motive of the cross is love. Is that we are loved. Chin up, raise your head high. The Lord loves you. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what you are experiencing. The Lord loves you. I'm repeating myself. The Lord loves you. If you don't have faith in that, you can hijack my faith. But through faith, the Lord loves me. It's going to happen. I'm here to declare that the Lord loves you. People can reject you, but the Lord will never reject you. What he has done on the cross, it was finished. What he has done on the cross was the sealing of the love of God until eternity. Unconditional love of God. The Lord loves you. The Lord loves you. Verse 12. Then he continued, do not be afraid, Daniel. Since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard. Very important. Very important. Do not be afraid, Daniel. Since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding
Since the first day you seek my face and you humble yourself before your God, your weights were heard. And I have come in response to them. But the prince of the Persian kingdom resisted me 21 days. Yeah? Resisted me 21 days. Then Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me because I was detained there with the king of Persia. Now I have come to explain to you that what will happen to your people in the future, for the vision concerns a time yet to come. Let me tell you this. You can take 15 days praying. Ne? You can take 15 days praying, or 15 days you set a time apart that you are going to seek the face of the Lord. The Lord answers the first day you ask. The Lord doesn't wait and wait. As long as the Bible in it, whatever that we ask with our mouth, He gives us. So the first day, Daniel was answered. So we pray to God who answers our prayers. We pray to God who answers, not only who listens to our prayers, but who answers our prayers. So Daniel, his answer came the first day. But let me tell you this, there are spiritual things, demon, that can try to fiddle with your answer. Hallelujah. This is what Daniel experienced. There was a demon in the sky or wherever, but holding the answer near Daniel. So, brethren, God answers prayers. But within that, there are some 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 that can happen that your answer is delayed. It is not God who did not answer, but it's the fights against you. But one thing that we are sure of is that God answers prayers. An angel was dispatched because of Daniel's prayer. There are angels that God will dispatch for your prayers. Going to verse 15. While he was saying this to me, I bowed with my face towards the ground and was speechless. Then one who looked like a man touched my lips, and I opened my mouth and began to speak. I said to the one standing before me, I am overcome with anguish because of the vision, my Lord, and I feel very weak. How can I, your servant, talk with you? You, Lord, my strength is gone, and I can hardly breathe. Verse 18. Again, the one who looked like a man touched me and gave me strength. God can give you strength in the time of your weaknesses. When he spoke to me, I was strengthened. That's what the word of the Lord does. It can give you strength. It can revive you. It can resurrect anything that was dead within you. Trying to rush. Verse 20. So he said, do you know why I have come to you? Soon I will return to fight against the prince of Persia. And when I go, the prince of Greece will come. But first, I will tell you what is written in the book of truth. No one support me against them except Michael, your prince. In conclusion, you need someone from heaven to fight your battles. Hallelujah. You need someone from heaven to fight your battles. And let me tell you this, that someone is Jesus Christ. Are you heavy laden? Are you you weak? Are you discouraged? Are you feeling like you are losing that battle? There is someone who wants to fight your battles. There is someone who wants to carry things for you. There is someone who died for your sins. There is someone who can come into your heart and your life change. There's someone who can reconstruct your life. There's someone who can resurrect everything that you feel it is dead in your life. And that someone is Jesus Christ. He died for you on the cross. Let's close our eyes. Father, we come before you. You are good God, you're wonderful God. Thank you for reminding us again that you love us, that you are there for us in everything, that your love never fails. Thank you, Jesus, for this beautiful time. Thank you, O God, for falling again and again in love with you. We are your children. You know our hearts. You know our needs. Some of us here, Lord, they need you. They need your hand. They need you to visit them. Father, I pray that you will reconstruct their lives. You will visit them again in the name of Jesus. You will revive their families. You will visit their children in Jesus' mighty name.